AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. The Dow fell more than 1,000 points when it opened this morning, mirroring a worldwide plunge in stock prices that began in China. AP economics writer Paul Weissman reports.
It's a reaction to great uncertainty about the direction of the Chinese economy and whether the Chinese authorities have a handle on how to manage their economy.
After the big drop at this morning's open, the Dow has reduced those losses. Right now, it is off 220 points. The NASDAQ is down 44. S&P has lost 27 points. A Louisiana state trooper died today after he was shot over the weekend by a motorist. Police say suspect Kevin Daigle stood over senior trooper Stephen Vincent and told him after the shooting, quote, "You're lucky. You're going to die soon." State Police Superintendent Colonel Michael Edmondson says Daigle was armed with a sawed-off shotgun.
That's not meant to scare people or warn people. That's meant to harm people, to kill someone. It's a sawed-off shotgun, and it came out of that truck along with Kevin Daigle.
Edmondson says two or three drivers stopped immediately, one wrestling the shotgun away from Daigle, and with the others got him on the ground and snapped Vincent's handcuffs on his wrists. At least 11 people are dead, and the death toll could go higher in Saturday's crash of a vintage military aircraft onto a crowded highway in Britain. Charles de Ledesma reports from London.
The Hawker Hunter jet plummeted onto a highway on Saturday after it failed to pull out of a loop manoeuvre during an air show, exploding in a huge fireball and plowing through cars on the road. Now a crane is lifting aircraft parts from trees, and there are fears that more bodies remain underneath the wreckage.
British aviation regulators have imposed immediate restrictions on flying displays by vintage aircrafts. This is AP Radio News. Two Iowa men have been arrested on charges they posted violent threats against participants of the Pokemon World Championships being held in Boston. Police Commissioner William Evans says 18-year-old Kevin Norton and 27-year-old James Stumbo, who were registered as participants in the tournament, had a 12-gauge shotgun, an AR-15 rifle, several hundred rounds of ammunition, and a hunting knife in their car.
Inside there were a lot of kids, a lot of gamers, thank God we were able to, cut off whatever threat these two individuals coming from Iowa were up to.
The pair face firearms charges. A Missouri white supremacist is on trial, accused of killing three people last year at two Jewish sites in suburban Kansas City. Frazier Glenn Miller Jr. could get the death penalty if convicted in the April 2014 killings. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.